Hi, this is a dictation for William Cox, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-C-O-X. William Cox, date of service is 11-28-2023. Date of birth, 4-22-1977. Date of accident is 9-25-2022. Mr. William Cox is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 9-25-2022 as a restaurant driver, where he was hit on a passenger side in a T-bone fashion. The impact of this accident caused him headaches with mild dizziness, vertigo, blurred vision, loss of concentration that have got essentially better, along with the pain syndromes which affected his neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiation to the right buttock, right thigh posteriorly, pain in the left shoulder, as well as right elbow and right second, third, fourth finger, which were numb and tingling. The patient did suffer another previous automobile accident in 2017, where he had a slap tear of the left shoulder labrum. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy and conservative treatment, injection treatment. He has had 3 epidural injections for the cervical, 3 epidural injections for the lumbar, 1 set of sacroiliac joint injection to the left side, and also cervical facet joint injection to C2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, and 6, 7 on 1 occasion, and left shoulder injection 1 time. The physical therapy and conservative treatment has brought him significant reliefs. The patient reports that he is 30 to 40% better, although he still cannot do his job. He has a weakness in the left arm, and his shoulder can be raised up to 100 degrees of abduction. The underlying pain is still between 7 and 9. He still is having headaches with the pain in the neck, mid-back as the worst pain, and the lower back pain with radiation to both the buttocks and both thighs up to the knee. Pain in the right elbow and right hand is also reported. ADLs are affected 7. The patient reports that 30% improvement is obtained so far with the treatment, but is not completely relieved. His neck pain is more worse than the middle and lower back. Although there is no radiation of pain in the arm, but there is numbness of the right, second, third, fourth finger. So far, we have not been able to do a median nerve block for him as a diagnostic procedure. Please review the chart for ADLs, for the system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 178/98, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is same from previous visits, which is 10/30/2023, dictation number 1030-071. Along with diagnosis, the plan is the patient doesn't want any surgical treatment or surgical consultation at this time for his shoulder or neck or middle back issues. He does have a 3 disc herniation in the lower back, L5-S1. However, no surgery is recommended at this time because it may, we do not have a new MRI since his previous accident. So we have no other issues except just helping him in the pain issues. He is taking a pain medication, oxycodone, from his primary care physician. He has some improvement in his shoulder, however, he cannot do his regular job, and he's advised to consider yoga, the infrared therapy, laser treatment at his physical therapist, and stretching and traction of the neck, massage 2 times a week for sure. He remains on light duty 6 hours, 6 days with 10-pound lifting limit. His maps and labs have been reviewed. Medication-wise, he doesn't want any more medications from us. He is taking medication from his primary care physician, and it appears that he is on naproxen and Elavil along with oxycodone. So we are holding all his medications. He wants to have some injections in his neck. We have advised him, let's wait for until Christmas, and then we can provide him a set of facet joint injection on the right side. At this time, patient report that his injections do help him a lot. And so we'll discuss this again on the next visit when he comes to visit us, and we'll go from there. So far, he can use Photolux treatment and infrared treatment and neck stretching and neck traction device. He's also been advised about use of TrueMeal and Zeal, and also consider spinal cord stimulation device. He's been advised that he will be more than happy to refer him to the spine surgeon for that. Thank you.